Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Kevin Brooks, a production manager specializing in animal welfare and handling with Olymel in Humboldt. Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
As part of the third installment of SaskPork's spring series of seminars, you discussed the topic, what you need to know about warm weather transport. First of all, a little bit of background. What is considered warm weather when it comes to moving pigs, and what are the potential effects of warm weather on those pigs?
Warm weather transport for hogs, we look at a temperature of 25 degrees or higher. Our trucker quality assurance program says we need to start implementing at 27 degrees. For a safety measure, we start at 25 degrees. The reason that's considered warm weather transport for hogs is, as we all know, hogs don't have functional sweat glands and have a hard time cooling down. So they need wind and air. Breeze is their main cooling mechanism along with breathing. So as the weather gets warmer, we have to make sure we treat these animals in a way that can get them there with low stress. So they'll be comfortable for their trip and journey.
When moving pigs in warm weather, what are the added challenges, and what are the priorities and why?
I think the priority for warm weather really is having a plan and an action in place. So it really starts with prepping. So we want to make sure we're not giving any extra stress to animals preload. So we really want to focus on getting our paperwork all completed, having our transportation truck and trailers ready to go, shaving spread that's needed, the correct type of boarding removed and only in places where it's needed to reduce light for the loading process. So just getting everything organized before we start that process so the animals can flow fluently onto the truck once we're ready to start loading and we're not overcrowding areas to cause extra heat or stress to those animals.
When the weather turns warm, how do stock handlers need to adjust and why?
Well, a few things when the weather gets warm we need to adjust. So again, that prepping is pretty important. One area we look at is we can look at cooling down the wood shavings on the trailer preload. So when we do get in transport, we can get a cool, smooth airflow over those animals, kind of like stepping out of a pool in the middle of summer. You still want to grab that towel and dry off. So that's what we're focused on. The next thing is we want to make sure we've got small, manageable groups. Pigs don't like to be pushed on. They have a natural instinct to want to resist and push back. So we take smaller groups so that we're not pushing on the pigs and also the pigs aren't pushing on pigs. We're trying to avoid the herd mentality. So taking smaller groups is a lot easier. Therefore, the transporter can also move those pigs inside of the transport a lot easier. So taking smaller groups, although you take more groups, it actually speeds up the process and reduces that stress on those animals.
What are the payoffs in all of this for both the pig and the handler?
Well, much like the pig, even myself, when it's really hot out, I don't like to work too hard, so it becomes easier. So it's easier on the staff themselves. It's easy on the hog and even the transporter. So by taking a little smaller group, we're not sweating and working overly hard, which reduces the stress on us and the animals. So they tend to load a lot better, which makes, like I said, stressful on us, both mentally and physically. And the pigs are much happier as well. So it's kind of a win all around.
What are the take-home messages from the conference?
I think the take-home messages, like we said, it's you need to prep. Make sure you got your paperwork organized. We don't want to be, after we're done loading pigs, we don't want to be looking for paperwork or anything like that. So we want to get these pigs or hogs moving as quick as possible. So just prepping so all your paper is completed. If we're not looking for things, we've got water available if we need to cool them down post-loading as well. And communication. So again, where are you taking these animals to? What's the weather where they're going into? What's the weather here? Make sure you communicate between the staff that are loading the animals and also the staff that may be on the trailers and your logistics teams as well.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think just verify and work with your team. So a lot of times we get into old habits of wanting to move animals sort of in what we call the old school ways. So make sure you work with your teams or coworkers and see if there's a way we can do things to be a little bit easier or simplify the process. With hogs, there's a few key things we got to remember. One is that bad depth perception. So we got to make sure we've got smooth transition into trailers, things that won't make them hesitant. And they're also fearful of humans. They're prey animals. So we want to make sure we're using our body position, point of balance, and flight zone. So the pigs are escaping us and going where we want them to go. It's kind of like a little chess match. But at the end of the day, you're making moves to make everyone be successful at the end.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Kevin Brooks, a production manager specializing in animal welfare and handling with Allemel in Humboldt. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.